Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness. They've done to me again. The whole show pretty much is gone. They didn't give me no time. Thank you, Blog Talk. Anyway, the thing I wanted to talk about was the America's War on Drugs. It reached 50 years old last week. And when is that war going to end? Or when are they going to go ahead and say, hey, look, let's call a truce or something? Just not getting that. It's just making no sense. When does it end? Who's winning this war on drugs? That's the even bigger question. Who's winning? I know a lot of people are losing. I just think it's losers all the way around. Basically what it is. It's a damn shame. It hurts everybody, this war on drugs. It's basically one big fat ass lie. And I see things where people are saying that it's CIA's pretty much funding the drug trade. Hey, really? Might have to think about that. Ain't no damn way that this should be going on all this long. I'm kind of ticked off. This just kind of threw me off my square real quick. Let me try to regroup. Let's hear some Janet.
Three, two, one.
ass again. Back at your ass again. Yeah, this 50-year-old war on drugs, you know, the problem I'm having is that I'm looking at, hey, look, they sent off 120, 125 cruise missiles at $1 million a pop, but America's broke. At about $1 million a pop, not to mention they're still sending off other, there's other weapons going off over in Iraq and Afghanistan, and rich corporations are still getting tax breaks. Wow. America's priorities have shifted. I think back in the day, 50 years ago, when they were having these conventions and getting started on their terror against the American people, you know, they'd probably be laughing at what some of these people came to do today. They picked up the ball and just ran forever. And there's no adults, as they say, to go ahead and let them know what's going on. It's wrong. No adults. They're always crying for adults to take over. But still, there are no adults stepping up. No common sense. America hates science and common sense. It's like fantasy and bullshit. That's got to end, though, man. At some point, that got to end. I mean, some people got to step up. I mean, damn. Future looks bleak. You know what I was just thinking? With this problem over in Japan, what are they going to do with all them people? Because the radiation is just going all over Japan. And what's on the back of my mind is they're going to go ahead and take, just move all those people out of Japan and just move them straight in Africa. Hey, because Africa got the space. Hey, come on over here while we clean up Japan. Just move all your shit over here. That's what I feel is heading to. And if there's a nuclear disaster over here, on how many of us would be left here, and how many of them would, how many of them be already on their land that they bought years earlier? Where would you run to? Where would you hide? America is a sad ass place. Used to have hopes for America. But okay, yeah, whatever. They got some problems with it, and it'd be all right. All they need is a black president. This guy has completely deflated my balloon. Fuck this place, man. Oh, my goodness. I've had enough. We've been using this war on drugs for years to go ahead and incarcerate people, fatten their coffers, for the rich to get richer. Last time I went to court, I seen the judge walking through there. White dude just had a crazy tan, orange tan. Look at his fingers, man. He had all kinds of big rocks and diamonds and stuff. Damn. Okay, we sent to jail. He just cared who he get paid for. The whole court system is about. It's about getting paid. Well, got a few minutes left. Made it quick. Be sure to look for me at Pal Talk. I'm in the African American Nation chat room, or voice room as they call it. Come check me out.